shit is what this is.
And with that brilliant intro, welcome to Talking Shop with Chris and Josh. And Wade.
No. Hey. And Wade.
He's looking at his fucking iPhone.
Cowboy up, motherfuckers!
Every day gets better with Samuel L. Jackson, right?
He's probably just randomly bored and like, I'm going to record some weird shit to sell on the
That's
iPhone.
That's what he does!
Yeah.
He sits there, I'm just going to talk. Everybody likes hearing me talk. I'm Samuel L. motherfucking Jackson.
Weird shit comes to my mind.
I fuck a cantaloupe. Do what you want, man. I'm a motherfucking cantaloupe.
All right.
You won't break me. You won't break me.
All right. So we got a bunch of random shit.
I think we should crack open Flash.
Yeah, I want to wait. We want to review action figures towards the end.
Okay, we'll do that.
It's been kind of a busy week. I think we should get it out of the way right away. A couple of big deaths in the comics / sci-fi world. I think it was about a week ago or so. Ralph McQuarrie, who mm-hmm. did the production design for the original Star Wars trilogy, passed away at the age of 82. Which is a bummer.
He's 82.
Yeah, I mean they're still using his designs.
I know.
I mean, he also designed a bunch of stuff for Silent Running, which is a really cool sci-fi flick, and a bunch of other random really neat stuff. Cocoon, which is... I love that movie when I was a kid. I
love the Gutenberg.
Yes.
And Brian Dennehy.
Yeah.
It's an all-star combo.
Hell yeah. But...
I'll remain silent. I haven't seen it.
What? Oh, man, I own it.
Yeah. Dude, it's pretty rad.
Yeah.
But McQuarrie, I mean... He's obviously was a fucking brilliant graphic designer. And of course, Star Wars informs so much with our fucking perception of what sci-fi should look like nowadays. Mm. And that leads into the big death in the comic and sci-fi industry a couple days ago, which was Mobius, also known as Jean Giraud.
Explain to most people.
Yeah. To be fair, I have never read a Mobius comic. I've read random bits in here, but, I mean, basically most hardcore comic guys know who he is. He's basically the Stan Lee and Jack Kirby combined of European comics, he was.
Heavy metal. Just get it out of the way.
Yeah,
heavy metal.
He is a co-founder of heavy metal, which in France is metal hurlant, and it, which of course is one of the biggest fucking influences.
I think that sounds even sexier.
It does.
In French, metal hurlant.
But one of the main fucking
equal parts sexy and pretentious.
Yes,
it's kind of the like, French language.
Not only do you feel stuck up saying it, but you feel even yeah. hornier.
But, I mean, and heavy metal is such a huge influence in a lot of the modern comics. The comics that weren't made for kids. You know, basically Garth Ennis.
The fucking Max
stuff. Yeah, Warren Ellis, all that
that's
stuff.
That's one I actually have read. I have volume one of the Max.
Yeah, you do have one of the Max. But Mobius is also responsible, and most people don't I mean, a lot of people don't know who Mobius is, but basically everybody knows Mobius' work because he was one of the most important graphic designers of the entire fucking modern sci-fi movement. A lot of the dirty style sci-fi that you know that Star Wars became renowned for, very much inspired by Mobius. He did a lot of production design on Alien. He didn't actually do the stuff on Blade Runner, but between him and one of my favorite comic creators of all time, Inky Bilal, who is a big follower and was inspired by Mobius, it's like it.
And has one of the coolest names ever.
Yeah.
Pretty rad name.
Yeah.
He actually he started as a doing more traditional cartooning. He was doing a Western comic starring a guy named Lieutenant Blueberry, who apparently kills shit.
Yeah.
And he started doing some other weirder sci-fi stuff on his own, and he wanted to separate his work. So Jean Giraud did Lieutenant Blueberry and did the art for that, and his alternate fucking identity, his nom de plume, if you will. Became Mobius, and he was doing all this cool sci-fi stuff. And eventually when they started publishing Lieutenant Blueberry in the States, they actually put Mobius on there. So he was like, yeah, fuck it. We'll just put Mobius on just about everything. He had a couple other ones that he used, too. But the guy was apparently just ridiculously rad. Neil Gaiman apparently had tried to work with him because he was sick for a good long time. And Gaiman related a story about how when he was doing some like Sandman, Endless Nights, which is a bunch of short stories and stuff, he was super excited to work with Mobius, and then he got too sick, so he had to pass it off to somebody else. And then Mobius was like, "Well, I'm feeling better. Give me something else to write." So he was gonna have him write an 8-pager, and then he was too sick to do that.
That's
and
weak.
So Gaiman said he was really just bummed out that he never quite got to work with Mobius. But I mean, at least I got to talk to the guy,
yeah.
And he just seemed like such a cool dude. And I mean, his fingerprints are on so much of modern science fiction. Like I said, Star Wars, Blade Runner, all that stuff that, I mean, that informs how sci-fi looks to most people is in the hands of guys like Mobius and Ralph McQuarrie, and you really can't overstate how important these guys were, not just to the comics industry, but
movies,
to
everything,
to pop culture in general. And so I would like to dedicate this show to those two guys for being really fucking rad, and they will be missed. So we can move on from there.
All right, now that we started off on a sad note.
Yeah.
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
You want to do shit we liked, or do you want to do a Q&A?
Let's start with shit we liked, because that's our normal starter up.
All right. I'll let you go first, Josh.
The only comics I read this week were, like, I think it's, like, 6 pages at the back of the Mass Effect 3 strategy guide.
Have you been drinking already?
I wish, dude.
It's only 4:35.
It's 12 o'clock somewhere, whatever the fuck.
It's 9 in the morning.
Somewhere. It's time
it's
to
fine.
It's breakfast margarita. But it had like a little bit of the...
I like a little cereal with my vodka.
The Dark Horse Mass Effect stuff. And they're actually doing a Mass Effect ongoing starring a character that nobody fucking likes to start.
Don't they always do that?
Yeah. But I've been watching 30 Rock pretty religiously on Netflix, and if you've never seen 30 Rock, you should, because it's fucking brilliant.
I just canceled my Netflix because I was sick of them being fucking assholes. Oh, I'm going to take all the movies off of here.
That's because they lost their contract to Starz.
Yeah, but they're faggots anyway. They're fucking up all their shit.
We love gays, by the way.
We do. Oh, yeah, sorry. When I say that, it's not...
It's passive-aggressive gay bashing. It's totally different from normal gay bashing.
Yeah, it's not actual. It's not actual.
But, it's... There's a lot of really nerdy, ridiculous stuff in there. It's just retarded-ass fun.
Good save, by the way. Oh, wait, we don't have anything against retardsy.
Yeah. No, I hate
it
retards.
Was just oh, ouch.
They're so retarded they won't know we're making fun of them. They just think that they're talking about them. Oh, yeah, that'd be mean.
Oh, God.
I could share my shameful story, what I did at PAX later, if you want.
Oh, yeah. Okay, we'll save that one for later.
Yes. Well, we're at
Pack
that
story. All right. So that's all you get. You talk about your 30 Rock.
Yeah, 30 Rock. Watch it. It's great.
Okay, I want to talk about... I actually played video games yesterday. I haven't played video games...
In a couple weeks?
No, in like 2 months.
Oh, God.
There's been like a block of time where I've played maybe one or two games. Or played a little bit of like Battlefield
like
online.
All I've done since I moved to Reno is
I just
play video games.
Yeah, I actually...
Yeah, I have a beard.
This is how bad it's been. Xbox Live had an update... maybe 3-4 weeks ago, like a big update.
Oh, yeah.
And my Xbox, it does this weird thing where it doesn't like connecting to the internet, and fucking updates just kill it.
Oh, great.
And, like, it'll be like, Xbox Live has an update. You have to download the update to play online. And, like, it'll start, and then be like, sorry, cannot connect, and then, like, resets everything. So I'm like, all right. And it would do this over and over and over again. And then it finally started working the other day. And that just shows you how long it's been since I've actually played.
Because
this thing's been sitting there trying to do it for like 3-4 weeks. And so I was like, fuck it, you know. I had the day off. Well, I didn't have the day off. I called in because I was hurting. And
his vagina was very, very sore.
Hey, fuck you. Well, Mister, I build bikes all day. I had to carry out heavy shit all day. Fuck you. My back hurt. All right.
How's your front doing?
My vagina hurts, okay? razor burn.
Anyway. That's called cyclical joking right there. Comedy.
What's that? Right, I'm not done talking.
Playing, Chris?
I was playing Lego Star Wars 3.
That's right.
Oh, yes. It's pretty. It's so fucking pretty. It's,
for being a Lego game, it's strange how good some of those can look.
Yeah, it is weird, but like the fucking backgrounds, everything looks so fantastic. The details are all fucking... It is nice. And then you got the little Lego comedy.
Yeah.
Oh, everything is a fucking comedy scene.
Pieces falling off. Yeah, it's like super serious in the movie.
One guy got hit, like stunned, and there's like arm... Like he got his arm shot off. He picks it back up, puts it on, and he just starts fucking wagging it. He's like, this doesn't work.
That's awesome.
But so I played that. I read Ultimates. That was
great.
Yeah,
he finished Ultimates Volume 1 or
Volume 2.
The first Ultimate series.
Yeah, so Volume 1 and 2. But it had Josh's favorite cap line. You think this letter on my head stands for France?
That's my favorite funny line in that. My favorite line in that is when fucking Captain America beats the fucking shit out of Hank Pym.
Oh, that was fucking
And drops
awesome.
A fucking ton of like big fucking concrete things on him. And how big do you feel now? And it's fucking
wild. You have to read it.
That's fucking awesome.
Cap has so many badass moments in that whole story.
Dude, I think my favorite Cap line I've read is the beginning of, I think it was Civil War, when he jumps on that guy's jet and he starts to cuss. He's like, watch your mouth, son.
Yeah, watch the potty mouth, son.
That's it, yeah.
Oh, that's a great line.
Ultimates 2 is not as good.
Oh, I'm gonna check it out anyway. Okay.
He's kind of a dick in that, but Ultimates 1 is really fun. It's worth reading.
Yeah.
Just because I like the random picture of George Bush looking retarded.
Dude, what's going on?
So you think it's cool there, man? Yeah!
Okay, so I also love this. I was at random stores, and I found the... I was at the Disney store. I found the Hawkeye bow, like the Nerf bow from Avengers.
So fucking terrible looking.
This is odd. I'm like, I want to get this. And then they had the Hulk hands, and then like the masks. And I just wanted to get all these things to just fucking fight somebody.
just put them all on. Get an Iron Man mask, a Hulk hand, and the Hawkeye bow.
And then a cap shield. And then I cut a hole in one of the Hulk hands so you can hold Mjolnir.
Yeah.
And just fuck everything up.
Go down to the Bed Bath & Beyond and start jacking shit up.
What's going on?
I am the Iron God of Thunder America! Rogue smash!
Oh, so yeah, I saw those and I was like, this is fucking fantastic.
Trank dart you.
I just want to get...
They call animal control. They just don't know what to do.
There's some asshole here. He's breaking shit with a plastic hammer.
I think he has rabies. So.
I actually read an article, it was like back in Virginia or something. Some guy at a Toys R Us was fucking attacking people with one of the lightsabers off the shelf. He was like attacking people and they came in and they fucking tried to tase him. The first time, he knocked the fucking taser things away with his lightsaber, and then they finally tased him, and he stopped. So the article was like, yes, he deflected tasers with a fucking lightsaber. That guy is a real Jedi. He just want to go home, dude.
Do you watch The Big Bang Theory at all?
No. I did just read something cool, which is that Stephen Hawking is going to guest star.
And so is Leonard Nimoy.
Nice.
Yeah.
I watched the first couple seasons of that.
Stan Lee was on there one episode, too, which is pretty fucking rad. Stan Lee played a total prick. Although awesome. Sheldon was kind of a...
Well, Sheldon's always a prick. That's
There's a scene the other day, and the lightsaber talk just fucking reminded me of it. But there's actually been a couple of cool scenes, like, lately that have just made me fucking laugh. One, Sheldon turns off all the power, because Leonard's pissed at him. And he's trying to get Leonard to come back. And, Sheldon pulls out a glow stick. She's like, wait, Leonard, you forgot your glow stick. And Leonard stands up. He's like, no, I didn't. He fucking hits on his lightsaber. He's like, this is a glow stick. And then walks off. And the other night, last week's episode, they did they were all planning a big old video game marathon throughout the weekend. They were going to play Star Wars Old Republic,
yeah,
for the entire weekend. And they walk in, and they're like, hey, Sheldon, we're going to play Star Wars over the weekend. He's like, the games, the card game, the video game, the board game, and he just starts naming all the shit off. He's like, to all of it, yes! And starts laughing. It's like, that is fucking fantastic.
That's pretty rad.
Okay, last thing I liked from this week, and Josh decided he didn't feel very well about it.
Wade and I actually had a little bit of a discussion.
Oh, I want to hear this.
About Walking Dead. My fiance described what happened, and I was like, yeah, I don't know.
But you didn't see it. The scene.
Are we gonna talk the spoilers? Or are we just gonna talk about whether
it's been a couple days. I'm gonna go with spoilers.
Okay, so we're gonna talk. Spoiler alert. Spoilers.
Walking it's not really Dead a spoiler. Spoilers. Go fucking watch it.
But if you haven't watched it,
there you go. Spoiler alert.
Okay. Shane finally died.
Yeah, took him
which
fucking
is
forever.
Awesome.
Yeah. I love Shane though. It's fucking,
really?
I'm like pissed off because
I got done with him so fucking fast.
I like him. I was secretly because I knew he was gonna fucking die eventually, but I was secretly rooting for him and Daryl to team up and just fuck shit up.
Daryl's the black guy, right?
No, Daryl's
the hillbilly.
The hillbilly.
Yeah. That guy's hillbilly such a badass.
It doesn't exist in the comics.
Yeah, the little enforcer guy. He's such an awesome.
He's got a crossbow.
He's definitely my favorite from the show.
The show. Like, yeah.
I watched season one. And then read the comics. And now I can't watch season two. I can't.
I read the first volume, and then season one came out, and I was like, I don't like this. It's too different.
Yeah.
I love the first like two episodes, though. Those are fucking amazing.
I just try and keep it separate.
But yeah.
I mean,
I try to.
I wish I could, yeah.
But, yeah, but sometimes it just doesn't work. And,
well, and the show just bugs me. Like, I hate the wife.
She's awful terrible. She's
the TV show.
She's so fucking bad.
Like, it's just more talking and drama crap than zombies at all.
You know what?
Which the comic kind of was.
But the way I thought about it...
Better way.
The way I felt about it, you have... Because somebody was like, there's, like, no zombies. I was like, well, they're out in the middle of fucking nowhere.
Yeah.
There's not going to be an ass ton of zombies.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense, but it's like...
I mean, I like it because it's not like... If I want to go see a fucking just zombies, I'll go watch Dawn of the Dead. If I just want to see zombies fucking shit up.
The original Dawn of the Dead. We talked about this before.
But I like this because it's kind of getting into the whole fucking problem of an apocalyptic society.
My it's not really, though.
But it's too much of other people's...
The soap opera problem
soap opera, yeah.
of an apocalyptic
But no, they...
we don't have to worry about food because there's cows. Let's talk about how sad we are about things. I was like,
I don't know if you guys have watched any of the newer episodes, but...
I
saw the first two or three of season two.
I watched the first three after the break.
Yeah, they found that... Did you see when they found the other survivor guy?
Yeah.
That was shooting at him and they fucking save him?
Yeah.
Well, they've had this huge, like... Not huge storyline, but the past three episodes or so... Where they're trying to figure out if they're going to kill him or not.
Yeah.
And Dale's sitting there, the old guy.
Yeah.
He's being the voice of reason, being like, what are you guys doing? We can't fucking just kill him. And we can't do this. He's trying to, like, harken everything back to the normal society where, what are you guys doing? You can't do this.
Yeah.
It's inhumane. And everybody else is like, we got to fucking do something. We got to kill him. And they're all planning
the reason
doing
I want them to do this is because he's part of another group that's pulled really fucked up people, and they're worried that he'll lead them back there.
Yeah.
Oh, gotcha.
So,
dude, that's like way out of
Like a week, like 2 weeks ago, Rick and Shane took him. They were just going to drop him off in the town, like miles away from the farm.
Yeah.
And as they did it, he mentioned Maggie, which is the girl on the farm.
Yeah,
he's like he knew Maggie, so he knew where the farm was. So they kind of thought about it, and this is after Rick and Shane start getting in a fucking fight.
So he already knew where the farm was. He was kind of a local dude,
but,
right?
Yeah, he was a local dude. He knew where the farm was because he knew where Maggie was. So they had to like rethink this whole thing. And then Rick and Shane got in a big old fight because they kind of been all the tension been leading up. And then there's walkers coming out, and they had to fucking escape from the walkers. And Rick comes like this close to leaving Shane for him. And he finally just fucking flips back. But apparently, and I didn't notice this at first, but there's a scene there where they're after the fight, and you see Shane's reflection in one of the windows, and he has, in the reflection, he looks like a walker.
Oh, yeah?
Oh, weird.
Yeah. And there's another thing that, actually, I've been watching The Talking Dead, which is actually
kind of cool
as fuck.
It's like Chris Hardwick.
Yeah,
he's a funny guy anyway.
Yeah, and Kevin Smith was actually on there a couple weeks ago.
Was he actually entertaining, or was he
pointed out something that fucking bugged me like hell throughout the show. Shane stabbed a walker in the face.
Uh-huh.
Took the knife. Later on in the episode, uses the same knife to cut his hand and leave a trail of blood. So
yeah, that's
but hold on,
but yeah,
it didn't make sense at first because I'm like, what
now
the fuck
does,
are you doing?
Though.
Now it makes sense. Anyway, so last week, they're coming back, and they're trying to figure out what to do, and Rick's getting ready to... They've all decided that they have to kill him, and Dale's pissed. Dale's just walking off. He's like, I don't want to be part of this.
They, like, torture the guy first, right?
Oh, yeah. Daryl's kicking the shit out of him, trying to find out what he would know, and, like, where the other people were.
Yeah.
He doesn't say anything, and Rick's getting in there, getting ready to kill him, and then all of a sudden they hear Dale scream, and a walker... takes down Dale.
Yeah.
And earlier it's the same walker that Carl was fucking with earlier in the episode.
Because Carl finds a walker out in the middle of the swamp, and he's fucking with it. And instead of shooting it, because he's got a gun.
And he gets scared.
He's got Dale's gun, right?
Yeah. Dale's gun. He steals Dale's gun out of off his motorcycle.
And he's like fucking throwing rocks at this walker.
Because he's stuck in the mud. And
yeah.
And
then it gets out.
He turns him around, and he breaks loose and crawls after him, and then you don't see anything. But the same walker comes back
and kills Dale.
Gets Dale. And basically just rips Dale's stomach open. And it's a nasty scene. It's such a fucking heartbreaking scene because Dale's an awesome character. Everybody loves Dale. You can't hate Dale.
Doesn't fucking...
Dale shoots him.
Daryl shoots him?
Daryl puts him down.
He like says sorry, something about the like sorry brother or something
he's like
that.
Sorry brother and shoots him.
Yeah, I don't... It's so different.
It is different, but you can't think about it like
that.
Like
sounds like a really good scene. It is. Like, the way the characters work and everything.
Like, you can't watch the show and then think, oh, well, it's not like the comics. So you got to like just take it differently. I enjoy the comics. I love the comics. And then I enjoy the show. Take it totally
separately. How would you know you love the comics? Have you read the comics,
yes,
Chris?
Yes, I have. I have read the first volume.
You read the first volume.
Yes, that's all I've read. Okay, shut the fuck up.
That's as much as I have.
And then I've read other stuff.
Both you guys.
And then I've read. Hold on. Then I've read other stuff. But anyway, so last week's episode, well, Sunday's episode.
This week's episode.
This week's episode, technically, yeah. They're all still dealing with Dale's death, and Shane fucking snaps. He's ready just to take the kid. He takes the prisoner.
Yeah.
And just takes him off into the woods. Kills him.
Yeah, snaps his neck. Fucking neck.
And you see Shane just... There's parts in this episode where he's just fucking freaking out. And he's like beating the shit out of himself, smacking his head, and it's like flashing in his... Like, there's like flashes of walkers, and like he's like thinking it, and...
Yeah, he basically just completely loses his shit.
Yeah, you're like looking at it, it's like, what the fuck's going on? And they did a really good job of just showing him just... Losing his
apparently
fucking
he
mind.
Didn't cover his tracks at all, so Rick kind of figures out what's going
on.
Daryl
figures out first. Daryl figures out? Because what happens is he breaks the guy out, basically slips off the cuffs and re-clips him, walks this guy out in the woods. He says he's like, hey, show me where these other guys are. I'll join up with you guys. And the kid's totally buying it.
Yeah, the kid tells him, he's like, yeah, you'll fit in with them really well because he's so fucking crazy at this point.
And so Shane just snaps the guy's neck and just takes his head and smashes it into a tree.
So his fucking nose is hella jacked up.
He just breaks his nose and he comes back, he hides his gun, and he's like, holy shit, you know, this guy just totally, the prisoner's escaped. He jumped me, he got the drop on me, snuck up on me, and... We gotta go get him. I mean, he's got my gun. We gotta go find him. So all the people are freaked out. Rick, Glenn, and Carl. Not Carl. Daryl. All join up. Daryl and Glenn kind of split up, and Rick and Shane split up. But as they're walking into the woods, Daryl looks at Shane. He's like, "This guy's like 150 pounds and had a fucking post go through his leg. How did he get the drop on you? You're like three times his size." Mm-hmm. And like. Daryl's kind of putting it together, and you see Rick. Rick has just been... He knows what's going on.
Yeah.
And so they split up. Glenn and Daryl get attacked by the kid, who's become a walker.
Yeah, and they find out... They realize he doesn't have any bite marks.
He doesn't have any bite marks. He doesn't have any cuts. He just has his neck snapped, and Glenn hits him in the head with the machete. There's no other marks. So they're trying to figure out why he's a walker now.
Yep.
And... Rick and Shane leads Rick into this open field, and it's just the scene gives me chills because like they're up on this hill, they just long shot, and they're just up on this hill, and all you see are their silhouettes, and they're just doing this big old confrontation, and Shane pulls his gun on Rick, and they have this.
Yeah, they fight, and like Rick finally realizes
they don't actually fight; they're talking.
They're just talking.
Rick's like, "So you're gonna do it out here?" He's like, you finally decided to do it out here. I thought we kind of worked through some of this shit. But, you know, Rick doesn't fucking buy it. He knows he's going to have to kill him. He's like, fine, you know, you're going to have to kill an unarmed man because there's no way he's going to be able to draw his gun quicker than Shane will be able to shoot him. Yeah. So he pulls out like this and he walks up and he goes to hand Shane the gun. And all of a sudden he takes his knife out and just fucking stabs him right in the chest. And as a gunshot goes off, you don't know if somebody gets hit, but there's a gunshot shot goes off and he just... stabs him, and he's like, why the fuck did you make me do this? But he doesn't say fuck, obviously. Yeah. He's like, why'd you make me do this? Why'd you have to do this? And he kills Shane, and he's just sitting there freaking out. He's like, he's upset. You can tell, I mean, because he just, like, killed his one-time best friend.
Yeah.
And Carl comes up, and Carl has his gun out, the gun that he still had from Daryl. Earlier in the episode, he tried giving it to Shane. He's like, I don't want it, and Shane made him keep it. Carl pulls it out. He's like, what'd you do? Like, he's looking at his eyes. He's like, what'd you do? Why'd you do that? What happened? And as, like, Rick's just, like, not saying it, he's just walking towards Carl. And then you see Shane get back up in the background as a walker and just fucking start coming after Rick. Shane just pops him right in the dome.
I mean, Carl pops him?
Carl, yeah. Carl just pops him right in the dome.
And this
Shane
is,
drops.
Yeah, this is a big divergence from, and if you read the comic, you know that in the comic, it's when Shane's getting ready to kill Rick. Carl shoots him in the fucking neck.
Yeah. Like, early.
Yeah.
Early on, yeah.
Like, still at the campground shit.
Yeah, it's like at the end of the first volume, which is before it's just before they leave the campground.
Yeah.
It's all, but Shane's dead, shit's going on. They wanted to make it so that, you know, they were technically both culpable. Yeah. But then this does reveal the big reveal, which is everybody's infected.
Yeah.
It's actually been surmised that that's what the scientist told Rick. Because at the end of the first season, scientist guy pulls Rick in and he whispers something. And apparently the only person that knows exactly – or the only people that know exactly what happened is the ones that wrote it. And Frank Darabont, obviously, who was the showrunner at the time, and Andrew Lincoln, and the guy that played the doctor. They didn't let anybody else know what he said. Yeah. And I'm betting that line was probably everyone is infected.
Yeah. I mean, it was a great scene. And then after, like, Rick's just looking at Carl, and they're not saying anything. All of a sudden, you just see in the background all these walkers just walking up.
Oh, fuck.
And, like, it is such a great scene. It reminds me kind of, not Carnival of Souls, but... kind of Carnival of Souls. Have you ever seen Carnival of Souls?
No.
Did you see Land of the Dead? George Romero's Land of the
Dead?
You know that scene where they're all coming out of the water?
Yeah.
That's a play off of Carnival of Souls where all these zombies are coming out of water. Think that, but no water. Just like this wave of zombies just coming up. And like it's like shadowy and they're just coming up. It was creepy. And then...
it's setting up for a big,
next week's the finale, so it's going to be...
Yeah. So I might watch that one for sure, just to watch a bunch of zombies getting killed.
Yeah, it's going to be
see who gets dropped.
Yeah, but they did a good job with that episode. That episode was just, like, I got done watching, I'm like, holy shit. But I was pissed because I love Shane. I love Shane and I love Daryl.
Well, if you like John Bernthal, he'll be doing the L.A. Noire TV show.
They're doing an L.A. Noire
TV show? They're doing a show. It's actually being done by Frank Darabont. Of course, awesome. Was the showrunner for the first season, and basically the force behind getting Walking Dead to TV at all. He'll be playing the main guy.
Cool.
Yeah, so...
I'll have to check that out, because that's going to be great.
Yeah, that's like they announced that John Bernthal was cast in that show, and AMC, because they like trying to play it off that Shane's not going to die. Like, well, there's lots of people that are on two shows at once, and everybody that read the comic like, Shane's going to fucking die.
Yeah, I mean...
He has to die.
You watch the show, and you know it's going to happen eventually.
Yeah.
I think the reason they kind of kept him around a little longer, I don't know how early on they wrote everything, but I mean, he did become a more of a popular character at first. Because the first season, you kind of identify with him. You don't want him dead yet.
Yeah, and then he just turns into a huge douche nozzle.
Oh, he just fucking loses.
Like, right at the end of season one, it's just like, dude, oh, man, someone stabbed that guy. Like,
yeah. I mean, honestly, if we were out there, if you're in a zombie apocalypse, how long do you think you're going to stay sane?
Yeah.
I mean, I would fucking lose it eventually.
I got free comic books.
Free comic books. Just sitting in the shop. All right.
As long as electricity lasts, I got video games.
Yeah.
Fuck it.
You don't have no PlayStation Network, though.
I don't even play online.
What about multiplayer?
Fuck that shit.
We'd have to do it locally.
All right.
What the fuck that means.
But it looks interesting.
Oh, it was such a great episode. I
know. I see why they had Rick kill Shane, because, I mean, Rick becomes a hard ass faster in the comic.
You have to. You have to have him kill.
But, yeah.
I mean, the way it's set up. Rick,
I kind of like the idea of Carl killing Shane more, because then Rick's trying to stay sane and moral according to the old values, but now things are changing so much that he's having a real hard time actually holding to those values.
Yeah,
I honestly think that show could be half an hour long. They could just cut out all the bullshit talking.
Mm-hmm.
I understand they got problems. That's fine. People got problems. All right. But you don't want to see an hour of me sitting around talking about my problems.
Yeah.
Okay? I mean, you're basically listening to that now. That's not good for anybody. And as I said, last time I watched an episode, I watched it on demand, and I fast-forwarded through all the talking parts.
Nice.
I was like, literally 10 fucking minutes of people talking about shit that I don't care about. And then you get to the end of the conversation, like, oh, they're not mad at each other anymore. That's literally all they had to do was go, I'm not mad at you. I'm not mad at you either. All right. Done.
We should make our own version of every episode. No, just like the Cliff Notes. Like, I'm mad. Well, you shouldn't be. Okay.
The 60-second bunnies episode.
Yes.
Oh, man. We actually have a new question. I want to do Q&A.
Oh, wow. We got a...
And then we'll do our shit we did. Like, what are we up to time-wise?
We're at a half hour.
Really? Okay.
We got a shit ton of Q&A.
Oh, Vance actually just posted one. His is a long one.
Ooh. You want to go with Vancey first, then?
I want to do Vance's first. Vancey, he even said, feel free to post it on
another. Oh, you know what? We didn't do our shit we didn't like.
Okay, we'll do that really fast. We'll do our shit we didn't like. You go first.
My big shit that I didn't like is a Mass Effect involves thing. They sandwich this new character in there named James Vega, and he's an okay character and everything, but he's taking the place of, like, the buff character, mm-hmm. of which they already had two different fucking ones in the previous games, and it's like, okay, whatever, I would rather... Because there's only six fucking characters plus one DLC character from Mass Effect 3. Mm-hmm. And there was, what, like, 12 fucking characters in the second one?
Yeah.
You know? And they were cool characters, too. I mean, he's taking up the spot of, as far as I'm concerned, he's taking up Rex. If you haven't played Mass Effect, Rex is fucking rad.
See, I haven't played the first one.
So Rex and Grunt, or Zaid, just those guys. Like, there's three cool guys. Like, Zaid was a cool character. I liked mm-hmm. Zaid. And it's like, yeah. Right. Wade was ambivalent about it. It was like, there's three tough guys. Right. It should have been Rex. It fucking should have been Rex. That are sitting in that spot. He's like, I'm buff. And I randomly sprinkle... Spanish words into my lines, which don't really work, but it's like they were trying to be so anti-racist that it comes off as kind of racist.
Super racist.
I love when that happens.
It's like you're trying too hard. How about you just have a guy in there?
Yeah, right.
Seriously, I mean, David Anderson, one of the big heroes of the series, besides fucking Shepard, obviously, is black.
Yeah.
You know? I mean, everybody's speaking English.
Oh, puppy.
Yeah, even the aliens speak English.
Fucking English, yeah.
Why do you have to have the...
And they're just shoving him down everybody's throat. Yeah. They're going to do a new Mass Effect ongoing. Yeah, the cat just took a dump. They're going to do a Mass Effect ongoing, and they're going to have issues that are starting... They're going to just focus on certain characters from the series. The first issue starring James Vega. They're doing a fucking anime. Know what it is? James Vega's background. It was like, how about you stop shoving this fucking character that nobody knows... And a lot of people don't like down our throats and make it about, I don't know, Shepard. One of these fucking characters all that's Thane, been in all three games. Yeah. Thane is amazing.
All Thane all the time.
Thane is super popular. You know, like, it took me a while to warm up to Thane, but he's so fucking... Yeah. Garrus. How about Garrus? The most popular character in the whole fucking series. Garrus is about amazing. Garrus.
Oh, what?
Dude, I'm...
I'm gonna shake my hand.
He's all right. Like, I used him because he's brutal, but as a character,
I love Garrus.
He's a tough guy and super brutal. That's his character.
No, he also serves as, if you do a lot of dialogue with him, or take him a lot of places.
All he does is calibrate. You can't talk to him.
He's the comedic foil to Shepard. Because Shepard will say something, and then Garrus will pop up with kind of a smart alecky, funny-ass remark that makes me happy. But yeah, that just, it makes me so fucking mad. It's like, stop. We understand you want to put a new character. Basically, as far as I can see, they're just trying to lay down groundwork so they can say, Shepard's not going to be the hero anymore. Look what we can do with James Vega and make a game with him. Yeah. No, fuck that. All right. Make an MMO. I want to play it. God, it's so terrible.
Yeah, that cat fired out a good one.
Oh, yeah. I'm going to go get some thing and we'll talk about Chris's. What made Chris mad? All
right. I'll start talking about it, actually. All
right. I'll be right back.
The asshole on the collector page that questioned us and our qualifications.
Oh yeah, Josh was telling me about that.
He wasn't being a total douche.
He wasn't directly asshole-y about it.
But he was kind of like the internet asshole about it.
His comment was, "What makes you guys other than running or being an admin for
a page.
Action figure training page, what makes you qualified to talk about the comics?
How about because I'm fucking hilarious and awesome? That's what I'm going with.
Because we read comics? Because
we do this shit. What makes anybody qualified to talk about this shit?
Yeah, and then
aren't qualified to give an opinion, you son of a bitch. Don't do it.
Our friend and sponsor, Joey Buscemi, who we're going to have to make a cake or something rad for.
Oh, he just fucking...
Because Joey, you're awesome. He basically just tore this guy a new one, and it was hilarious, and it was like... Because they're talented and cool and they're funny as hell, which, I don't know.
Sexually attractive.
Yes,
I don't think he actually said that, but he should have.
He doesn't know us in person. As soon as he actually ever meets us, then all those sweet comments will go right away. I'm like, oh, my God.
God, these guys.
Those guys smell like shit.
Hey, I don't smell like shit.
On my feet. I don't even know what the deal was with that.
You know what? I'm nervous. But, Joey's like our big hero for the week. That was pretty rad, man. Thanks.
Like,
wow.
I'm gonna jump onto my Folly of the Long Box.
Okay, here we go.
I was watching the new Comic Book Man episode, and Josh doesn't watch it, but
there's no E in Folly.
I didn't put an E. That's a extended Y.
It was the pre Y.
I've been up since 4. Leave me alone. I get very tired. God damn it! Silence.
Yes.
Oh my! I was watching it. Josh doesn't like it. But there was a guy that walked into the shop. He had a big ass.
We're talking about Comic Book Man. Mention that?
Yeah.
Okay.
Just making sure. It was a basically. I think it was a Marvel poster. I forget who did it. If forget the details. This is, again, on a day I'm so tired. But hand-drawn. It was a nice poster. And the guy's like, yeah, I want like $200 for it. It was a nice frame poster. He got it at one of the cons.
Yeah.
And the guy, it was Zapsic. Zapsic. Zapsic, yeah. Mike on Comic-Man. He's like, yeah, that's actually a pretty good price. He's like, but I'm not gonna be buying that for the shop. I'll buy it for me. He's like, I'll give you like $100 for it. Yeah. I'm sitting there, I'm like, you said you're buying it for you, i.e. you're not gonna be fucking reselling it.
Yeah.
Don't use the fact that you work in a shop to buy shit at wholesale.
Yeah.
Fucking pissed me off. Yeah. I was like, you know, if I'm working in a shop and I'm gonna be buying something for myself, I'm gonna spend a little bit more money on it. Because yeah, I'm not gonna pay like 200 like full retail for something.
Yeah.
But I'm going to
continue.
I'm going to give him more because I'm not going to be selling it.
Yeah.
And it's more fair. You know, I'm not going to
buy it for a profit.
In fact, and for anybody that says, "Oh, well, you don't work in a shop, so you couldn't do that." I do work in shops. So, the coin shop.
Yeah.
If I find something I want for me,
then give him a better price. I pay the guy
a little bit more because, or if it's coming out of my pocket, I will pay him a little bit more because I'm keeping it for me. I'm not going to be like, well, I gotta make a profit on this, so I gotta charge more.
Yeah, exactly. If the guy wants $200 for it, and if you just want to get it for, oh, that's a good price. You know what? How about I give you $150? The guy says $175. You're like, that's a good deal. $25 off. That's fine. That's a person to person.
No, it is. He ended up paying like $125 for it.
What an asshole,
like,
dude!
You just knocked him down at $75. Just give him like $150, $170.
Yeah.
Just fucking do it. You're keeping it for you. Don't be an ass.
It's ridiculous. I don't like that at all.
Yeah, that made me so mad. And I finally realized I only like Walt and Ming on that show. I like Ming because he's fucking enthusiastic.
Yeah.
I thought it was hilarious.
I don't think he knows shit about comic books
He doesn't really.
He's just kind of there. He's like a buddy of theirs that works at the shop or something.
No, he knows a little bit. Yeah. He knows a little bit, but
it'd be like if Wade was working at my shop.
Yeah.
If we had a shop.
We should have a shop. But, no, I thought it was pretty cool. Anyway, let's get on to...
We're going to pause it for a second.
All right. Before we do the Q&A...
Yes.
Sorry for the interruption. Josh just bought a figure off me.
It's a quite delicious...
Blue Lantern Flash. It's a sweet-looking figure. For those of you who don't know...
Yeah.
DC did their whole Blackest Night series of figures, and all of them look really fucking good.
Yeah, it's a DC Direct figure, so the big difference between DC Direct and the DC figures that they're selling, or the DCU Classic ones that you find in like Walmart and stuff like that, is quality-wise, the DCU figures are nicer. They are less posable.
I'm getting anxiety watching you open this.
Yes.
This thing's been sitting on my wall for months.
I know, and every time I go over to your house, I'm like, I want that fucking figure. So
it's a nice figure.
Alrighty.
But yeah, there's actually the DCU, not DCU, but it's the DC, the Walmart. What do they call them?
It's the DC Classics.
Yeah. There's a Blue Lantern Flash of that. But the color looks so shitty.
Yeah, it's not very good.
It's so bland looking and lame. Yeah,
there's a cool little poster.
Let's see. I have him. Look at that thing. That's
Still need to get that damn Yellow Lantern Scarecrow.
Yeah,
that's
all I got.
The DC Direct figure looks so much better than the other one.
I'm trying to sell him right now. The Black Lantern Batman.
That's pretty brutal.
Yeah, look at that thing. That is a fucking sweet figure. The Superman. It's just...
Guess what else is a sweet figure?
I know. Yeah. I've actually set up... maybe have a trade set up for one.
Oh, nice.
I'm getting Narkillo, yeah. Anyway, Josh is now opening this, and for anybody that has listened to this, they know I don't open figures.
Yeah, ever.
Really.
I open figures because I don't have enough room to put them all up in the package everywhere.
I don't have everything up in package anymore. I have fucking... I went and bought these stacking drawers, just like plastic drawers, and have the figures in there because I haven't opened them all.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
But
I can't handle collecting things like that. Like, things are meant to be like played with and touched. Yeah, and,
I know. I really wish I could do that, but I can't.
Like, it turns into
have to buy two of them.
It turns into a whole other problem because then you gotta have to worry about the right pose, which for most of these is just standing there. And then beyond the right pose, you have to worry about keeping them in that pose. Yeah. People like my nephews.
Yeah, you know, I think what happened when I was little, when the Star Wars figures in the 90s came out.
Okay.
My parents would buy two of the big ones. Like the big name, I would open one and it would save one. Ooh, shoulders.
All giants.
So I would get two. I get one that I had opened, then one I would save in the package.
Gotcha.
And my friend, well, it was kind of funny, my friend, my best friend growing up, he's still one of my best friends, his dad, we would play with Ninja Turtle toys non-fucking-stop. We love Ninja Turtles.
Fuck yeah.
His dad actually went through and glued all of his toys to their bases with the weapons in their hands. So, you couldn't fucking do anything. They'd always have their weapon in their hand, and they'd be on a base on something that you couldn't move them on.
Weird.
We got pissed.
So, here we go. There's a small complaints. The peg on the base makes it so he's not quite standing in the middle of it.
Yeah.
And he comes with a sweet blue lantern that he can't hold.
Yeah.
But otherwise, this figure is gorgeous.
It's holding up here. Just absolutely the lantern looks awesome.
Yeah, dude, it's clear.
I like it.
It is
a pretty figure.
You can shine light through it, and it comes out blue. It's really neat.
All right, let's get on to our Q&A, because that's going to just wrap up the rest of our day, pretty much.
Oh, let's do another figure review real quick.
Which one? We got it.
I'm going to review...
Oh, it's Thor.
Oh, yeah.
Yes. His new Marvel Legends Thor. I think we might have to end up saving Vancey's question for next week.
But Marvel Legends Thor, absolutely gorgeous. Just gorgeous. It's huge.
Yeah, I wanted to get this, but it is fucking badass.
The only thing, it doesn't have the oath written on the hammer, which I'm okay with, but
it bothered me.
Oh, dude, so look at the detail on this thing.
I know. It is based off the newest run.
He's got a belt that you can put his hammer in.
Yeah, it's based off the new run. It's so great.
Awesome, scowly, wrinkly face.
Yeah. It's
this is a badass Thor. Detail-wise,
and this will lead into one of our Q&A questions, too. We'll talk about...
which Q&A question are we talking about? Who asked
us? Somebody asked us about Marvel Legends versus the new, old Marvel Legends and the Marvel U figures. And what we liked. And what we thought was the best.
Let's see. Okay, that was Felix Lopez, actually, asked that.
Yeah.
I have some of the older Marvel Legends. I have one of the new ones. I haven't bought any more, mainly because it was strapped for cash. But the first wave didn't really excite me. Thor excites me. I want to get his.
I gotta say,
yes, I just said Thor excites me.
The detail is so much better on the new ones because like towards the end of the original Marvel Legends run, the quality got so bad. It was really cheap plastic. Yeah. Like one of the last ones they did was Beta Ray Bill, and I love Beta Ray Bill. Scale-wise, he stands almost up to this Thor figure, which is huge, by the way. Mm. And the quality is night and day. Just night and day. And it kind of sucks.
He's in the what, motherfucker, pose?
Yeah.
Thor is definitely a poseable Thor. It's nice.
And it looks better than the old poseable Marvel Legends, because they had that weird ball joint thing stuck out funny. And it's just as poseable as any of the old ones. It's got joints where there needs to be joints. And it seems like they finally kind of worked out the formula of what is good poseable and what is bad poseable. Mm. Like, it's definitely a middle step between... Because I think that the DC Direct figures are the best quality out there. Yeah. They didn't used to be, but now they are. And these Marvel ones are the perfect middle ground between poseability and detail. Mm. They look great. They pose great.
I mean, you got... I think the detail for the Marvel ones, you got the Marvel Selects, are the nice ones.
Yeah, but their poseability is so crappy.
Yeah, the poseability sucks, but the detail is the nicest.
But, I mean, look at this Thor. This Thor could easily be a Marvel Select figure.
Yeah.
It really could, it's half the price.
Yeah. Not really.
$15?
About $4 less.
I get a discount. And most of those Marvel Select figures, if you buy them at like the Disney store or something, $30.
I got mine for $20.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. I got the Captain America one. I actually opened it.
The Hawkeye that I wanted to buy that will end up getting me was like $28. Bucks.
Yeah. All right. So all now right, we've... Well, now,
that's our...
I want to answer
Vance's.
There you go,
Felix. That's your question. And, Marvel Universe figures. We like those, too.
I do.
Their quality is better than the older Marvel Legends.
They have
Legends.
Some really good ones coming out
in
the next few months.
Some of them are meh, but other, like the infamous Gladiator face paint job.
Yeah, that was awful.
Hideous.
I mean, there are drawbacks.
Yeah, but some of them look good.
Let's get on to Vance's question.
Yep.
I'll just have to read it because it is very long.
Yes.
We'll highlight the questions. We'll break it down to each question answer right. after. Vance said, this is, I don't know how to say his last name.
Dene.
That's what I thought. He said he'd been wanting to post this for a while, but always forgot to. You want us to feel free to answer to another podcast. But he said, as a bit of a newbie myself, I do find myself a bit lost during some of your discussions. For others such as myself, how can beginners get their foot into the door of reading / collecting comics?
That's the
first part of the question.
That's a good question. And, I mean, Wade is a little bit less of a newbie, I think.
Maybe, I don't know.
But he's kind of newish.
Yeah.
Fairly.
God, you know, I think the best way...
Collect
really
what you like.
Yeah.
You know, honestly, my...
Find out...
The way I would suggest things... Honestly, if I was just getting into comics right now, I would say pick up the events.
Yeah, I don't know. Some of the events aren't that good, though.
I know. But by picking up an event... You have all these characters that are thrown in.
Yeah, and you're going to find out.
And you're going to find characters you would like. Be like, wow, that guy looks cool. His costume's awesome. Or his weapons are neat. Or he says funny things.
Yeah.
And then you'll be introduced to these characters you might not have known before. And then you pick up on them and maybe see if their books are any good. Or if they have an ongoing book.
Yeah.
And check those out.
Another really cool thing. And like, because it can be kind of hard what you want to do. I mean, like, guys like me and Chris... I don't mind loaning out my stuff to my buddies.
Mm-mm.
And just talking to friends that are into that stuff and borrowing. Just read everything they got.
Yeah, read.
Read everything. I, like, Vance borrowed my Secret Origin run, the Geoff Johns, Ivan Rice one.
Oh, so
and he was like, oh, this is so rad. I like Green Lantern now. Mm-hmm. So that's a good start. I mean, talk to your buddies that you know already like the same kind of stuff that you do. I mean, if you got any buddies that are into comics, but dude, here, let me borrow some of this stuff and see what it's like. It's kind of hard to go into a comic shop and be like, what should I read? But there are a lot of good comic shops out there, like the one down in Chico, Bat Comics, was actually really cool about like, hey, I want to talk comics. What do I – just kind of tell them what you're into. Find a good comic shop or find somebody cool in a comic shop. Maybe it's just some other dude that's standing around looking at the stacks and be like,
I'm
not really into stuff. What do I do? What do I read?
I can't tell you how many times I've been in a shop and somebody's asked me, well, what do you read?
Yeah.
And, like, you just get in a discussion. I mean, it's fun talking comics. And most people aren't, like, the comic book shop guy.
Yeah.
I mean, some of the guys that run shops are. Yeah. But most people aren't like that. And you can tell because they look normal.
Yeah.
They aren't wearing their mother's slippers and walking around in clothes that haven't been cleaned in a month. Anyway, that...
Every 2 weeks.
Pretty much how I got into things was I saw the movie View for Vendetta and looked into that and went, oh, Alan Moore... They say good things about Watchmen. I should buy that. Yeah, and I read that and was like, man, that was awesome. So I bought V for Vendetta and read that. I was like, man, that was awesome.
Yeah,
I pretty much only do like graphic novels.
Yeah, check out movies too.
Things. I mean, because everything is a book or a comic.
Yeah.
Like, almost every movie that comes out.
I mean, even things you don't fucking think would be comic book based.
Yeah.
Comic book. History of Violence.
The Rocketeer.
Well, that kind of seems.
Yeah.
But, I mean, History of Violence, Road to Perdition.
Yeah.
You don't know these are.
That's another one I own because I fucking love that movie.
Yeah, you don't know these things are comics unless you're around comics. But
it can be kind of daunting. I think the main thing that you got to look at is don't get freaked out or intimidated by how big and scary and in-depth all this sort of stuff can be. Because most of the time, it's really easy to just find something. And it's like, yeah, you're not going to... I mean, you can jump into an issue of X-Men. You don't need to read the 500 other comics that are in there. You might be a little lost.
I know a lot of new people, because like, I think that was a good thing that DC did with the relaunch.
Yeah.
Because you come up to Action Comics and it's at 900.
You're like, oh, fuck, that's so scary.
Fuck!
And I think that Marvel did the exact opposite when they started... putting everything at 600 there for a while. Everyone's like, I don't know what comic to read. That's scary.
The numbering they do on a lot of things fucks you up. But when I first started, it was strictly Deadpool. That was the first title I got. I get that every month. Then I started being like, well, these characters are cooler. I'll check them out. And it just kind of evolves. Pick something you like, collect something you like and you enjoy. Don't collect what somebody else says, oh, this is fucking great, you're going to love it. Or, this is going to be worth a lot of money. Don't do that.
Yeah, don't. Check out your libraries, too. Yeah. A lot of libraries
have
carry
a shit ton.
Tons of graphic novels now.
That kind of leads into his next question. His next question says, perhaps discuss the different means of obtaining titles. And then he also asks, what can newbies expect to spend on a subscription or a paperback hardcover book collection?
If you go hardcover, you're looking at spending $20 to $30 a volume.
Yeah.
If you really want to, if you're just getting into there, go soft cover.
Yeah.
$15-$17, sometimes $20 for a big thick one.
Yeah, if you're lucky. They're not bad.
And Amazon.
Amazon. Oh, yes, Amazon. Great. You can get cheap shit. Amazon is always great.
And it may seem like the kind of douchier thing to do, but, I mean, a lot of us don't have the cash to do that stuff, so a lot of people download.
Yeah.
And, I mean, when it comes to, like, some years back, I downloaded all the John Constantine Hellblazer stuff because there were no trades. There was, like, okay, we start at this, you get, like, the first 10 episodes, and then it jumped to, like, episodes, issues, and then it's, like, and then the next trade starts, like, 42. Weird. Or 73, yeah. And it's, like, well, I want to read what's in there, but they never put that in trade. Huh. And there's a lot of stuff that's really hard to find in trade. A lot of the older stuff is really hard to find.
Half of the stuff I've picked up, I got that used bookstore in Chico there. Because they had a really good comic section. Yeah. It was all just
dirt cheap.
Cool, yeah, cheap used. That's where I got the first couple, the Max and things like that.
Yeah.
So that's one way. If you're going to buy weekly titles, you're looking $3 to $4. Most places, if you do get a pull list, they will, depending on the number of titles you get, will actually give you a discount.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, I mean, in Carson, my pull list is up so high, I get, like, 20% off of everything.
Oh, wow.
So, like...
I'm just going to put stuff on your pull list.
Yeah, fuck. Somebody else did it for a while. Next thing he asked is, any telltale signs the title should be skipped, or maybe good places to go for those type of reviews so we can avoid buying that crappy story filler with awful photo-traced artwork?
Never buy a Brian Hitch book.
And comic resources.
Yeah, CBR.
Comic Vine.
And Comic Vine, yeah.
This
podcast.
This podcast, yes. those are great ways to do it.
There's some decent reviews on Amazon. Telltale signs, man. That's kind of hard because a lot of times covers are so rad.
Yeah.
And then you look inside and be like, what the fuck just happened here?
Especially since not all the time cover artists...
A lot of the time, it's not. Yeah.
Majority of the time, the cover artist is different than the inside artist.
When they change artists a lot in a book, it's rough.
It gets fucked up. Ask.
Yeah.
Ask somebody.
Talk to people.
Talk to other people that read it. If you're interested in a title, check it out. Like, newer example, the Wolverine titles. There was the regular Wolverine title, which has been really good.
And then there was Wolverine Origins.
Which I enjoyed.
I loved Origins.
Origins is great.
Steve Dillon was drawing it, and he was really good on that title, I gotta say.
Later on.
Saying.
All you want.
The Bucky, the Cap, the arc where Wolverine talks about his history with Bucky and Cap. Come on. Those three issues, fucking amazing. Anyway. That's something if you're not sure as you want to buy. Like, maybe you should pick those three up and see if you like them, because they're fucking rad.
They aren't bad. The story's good.
The art is actually good in those.
I like Way. He's a great artist.
Don't deny the art was actually good in those ones.
No, I'm not going to say it. You're not going to get me in the mid.
Which basically means it's true.
No, I'm not saying anything. Fuck you. I can't remember what I was talking about.
The telltale sign.
It's yeah. No, anyway, you had Origins, you had the Wolverine ongoing title.
Yeah.
And then you had Wolverine The Best There Is.
Oh, God. And then there's Wolverine and the X-Men, which is apparently good now, but it's like, and then every
The art in Wolverine and the X-Men sucks ass so fucking.
And then you got the X-Men books that he's in, and then you got the Avengers that he's in.
Yeah, but...
It's really hard.
We'll just take the three titles. There was... Origins, Best There Is. Actually, Best There Is started after Origins. So we'll take the two. The ongoing Wolverine.
Shouldn't everything have started after Origins?
Yeah.
Yeah, but... ba-dum, ba-dum. Anyway, so you have Best There Is and the ongoing title.
Yeah.
The ongoing title is fantastic. Art's good. Except for a little while there was art change and they sucked.
Like, Mark Guggenheim was kind of, I don't know, some of his stuff I did not
like. I've really enjoyed the stories. There's been a few issues where it's like, what the fuck just happened? Or
yeah.
It was just a quick bullshit issue.
Yeah.
I mean, those happen in every run. I always try and give a book a couple...
I think for fairer reviews, then you ought to hit Comic Vine, because CBR, Comic Book Resources, basically tends to just review books they like.
Yeah. I don't... If you're gonna look at a book, try and look past one issue.
Yeah.
Try and give it two or three. Or a story.
Yeah.
A story arc.
Most arcs, a short arc will run three issues.
And some of them are running like seven, eight
issues. Yeah, so most of the time it'll run around five.
Yeah. Let's see what else he did. He even put a little quip in here. I know a lot of this is stuff that can be easily found through a friendly neighborhood search engine, but sometimes it helps out those of us too timid to take that stride into geekdom. If someone who is already a longtime member can give their viewpoint and suggestions.
Yeah.
Well, Vance, you just got our
viewpoint
and suggestions. I hope that answers them.
And we're willing, more than willing. I mean, if somebody is curious about any certain title that maybe doesn't, just ask us. We'll do the research for you. How about that?
We will look it up. I don't mind doing it.
Yeah.
You want to do rapid fire answers? I have like 15 minutes before I have to leave.
All right, let's see what we got.
First one. Which toy in your collection is surprisingly worth the most to you right now, and what in your collection you thought would be worth more is now actually not even worth the box it is in?
I don't collect for money wise, but my Hawkeye figure is worth a lot.
Yeah, my
because it was, I think it was the same line as the same series as the Deadpool, or like right next to it. I mean, it's worth like $60 out of the package. It's even not even that good of a figure, to be honest. I hope that they do another. I want the Hawkeye Mockingbird costume, Hawkeye in Marvel Legends. That'd be so fucking rad.
Mine is I got Katie a Marvel Universe Miss Marvel. Just out of the blue, I got it for her birthday or something, just for the fuck of it.
Yeah,
because she likes Miss Marvel, and I saw it at Target. And paid like $7 for it at the time.
Yeah.
I look online, it's fucking $30, $40, $50 at certain places, depending on where. I was like, holy crap. And like, everybody's asking for it. I'm like, yeah, I got the Black City Miss Marvel. Fuck off.
Yeah.
So that was kind of cool. That was a nifty little surprise. Another one that I thought would have been, I don't know, I'd never like buy a figure thinking it's going to be worth a lot.
Yeah.
That happened with the Black Lantern Batman. I thought maybe. Like, I thought he would be worth more than he actually is. I didn't buy him thinking, hey, he's going to be worth a lot.
Yeah.
Another one that surprised me in its value was the Arkham Asylum Bane.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I had no idea it was worth that fucking much.
Yeah. You paid, what, $20
for it? $20 for it. Sold it for 80? Like 80.
Oh, shit.
Yeah, I was like, fuck. It's there. Next one.
I wish I'd have bought it from you for like $25 when you were trying to sell it before. I'm like, I bought this. You want to buy it for like $25? It's a cool figure, too. Nice.
Next one is from Derry. Oh, that one was from Harry C.
Oh. Thanks, bro.
Thanks. He actually has his own podcast.
Oh, sweet.
About comics. Next is Dave Harriman.
Mm-hmm.
He actually just bought my Comic-Con exclusives.
Sweet.
Who should be the next fan choice Marvel Universe figure?
Star-Lord. Oh, wait, no, there's already one.
And should DC do a fan Star-Lord. Figure?
DC should definitely do a fan figure because I think it's fucking rad. As long as they do a good run of it. Because I don't think the fan figure should be one of those that's worth like $30-$40 because you can't find a damn thing.
I thought they actually did one.
Did they?
I don't know. I think I was reading somewhere they did. But
it's not as popular as...
Let's see. Who should be the next Marvel Universe one?
Oh, man.
Who doesn't have a good figure?
Don't they have a Nova coming out?
Yeah.
That one I'm excited about.
I think they need to do...
Kind of a Rocket Raccoon.
I wouldn't mind having a... oh, fuck. Omega Red. I want a good Omega Red figure.
You know what? I want Groot. I want Groot in a the where it's like the 14-inch size guy and then a normal one. I want Groot and I want a Rocket Raccoon. Because I have a Rocket Raccoon already, but I want a posable Rocket Raccoon.
So there's mine. I want Omega Red or a...
what else, man? God, there's...
Professor X.
They're doing a Professor X.
I know.
With a wheelchair.
I don't know. That's pretty cool. But I think Omega Red should be the next
That would be pretty choice. Cool.
That'd be neat.
It's not Marvel, but I want a Darkwing Duck.
They have Darkwing Duck.
I want a Howard the Duck.
Sick.
I really want...
That's going to be
a
con exclusive.
They need to do... I actually think there might be a con exclusive Howard the Duck, but I'm not positive, so don't quote me on it. I really want them to do Marvel Zombies. Marvel Universe figures.
That would be kind of fun.
That'd be fucking rad.
I'm not a big fan of Marvel Zombies, but...
Oh, I love Marvel Zombies.
Some cool... Do they have figures from Marvel... Was it 1602 or whatever?
1602. That's it. That would be... Dude,
Captain America.
1602 Nick Fury.
Yeah.
Oh, 1602 Cap.
I love Nick Fury, dude.
I want that.
But yeah, as long as it's painted face cap.
Yeah.
That would be cool.
Next is Felix Lopez's question. We already answered that about the Marvel 3¾ and then the 6-inch. Dave asked about werewolf figures. I fucking don't know.
McFarlane had a couple cool werewolf ones way back in the day.
I wouldn't mind a Cap.
Was like, oh, dude, don't think we're gonna pretend that never happened. It's hard to find a good werewolf figure. Those and then the Wetworks, another McFarlane thing. They had a weird looking werewolf, but it wasn't bad. I saw it.
Time.
We are at 59 all minutes.
Right. Wow.
To get a good werewolf, just take figure, fur, and glue.
I really want a really good Jacob figure. I think it'd be so fucking fantastic. You know what I'm saying? Just I want one where he's phasing into the wolf.
Oh, oh dear God.
Shirtless.
Yeah, shirtless. Don't you own just a shirt? Glistening. I hope not.
Oh God.
Anyway, next is from Jason via Joey. Both were sponsors.
Our delicious fantastic brand sponsors.
Will there be pressure on WB execs to make a live-action Justice League movie if the Avengers goes well?
Oh yeah, there's already tons of pressure.
There is, but you know
they don't have as good a setup. The only way they're gonna have any chance of making a successful one is if Christian Bale signs on,
mm-hmm.
and that's probably not gonna happen.
No, there's rumors that there's a fourth movie in Christian Bale's contract. There's rumors that's hidden in there.
The JLA is not as fun as the Avengers.
I know.
The power levels are all over the place in the JLA. Yeah. I mean, I would love to see Martian Manhunter on screen. I would love to see a good Green Lantern on screen.
Shut up. I like Ryan Reynolds as Green Lantern.
Oh, Ryan Reynolds.
He was, but the movie was fucking terrible.
The movie was bad. I mean, there's parts I really enjoyed.
Chris admitted that Green Lantern was bad. It's only taken, almost a year?
I liked it. I enjoyed it, but it was bad comic book-ish.
Yeah.
It was bad in relation to the comic books. It was good way to waste my 2.5 hours.
Oh, dear God.
Shut the fuck up.
But
yeah, they're definitely shit. There's
a ton of pressure, but they don't have as good a setup, character-wise, as Marvel did. Marvel did a good job, even though I don't like Hulk as an Avenger. But continue.
Edward Norton's let's see. Hulk. Yeah. From Spoonie Love.
Spoonie Love!
Spoonie Love!
My preacher homeboy.
With the new 52 relaunch, what, if any, of the new characters do you want to see in action figures? And how do you guys feel about the uniform changes Jim Lee has done to a good bit of DC's most iconic heroes? Let's answer the first part. I'm getting my wish.
Flash. I want new Flash, dude.
I want the new Superman one, because there actually is one coming out.
Oh, you like that one?
I like it.
The no briefs.
I hated the idea of the no briefs, but I don't know, the suit's growing on me.
I want the Talon. I just want a cool Talon
figure.
That'd
be cool.
I haven't read enough. Yeah, Nightwing's cool, but they already have the decent Nightwing figures.
Nah, they need a better one.
But I want the Manipul Flash because he's so fucking cool.
So I mean, there's plenty of good ones. I want a good Harley Quinn one. That'd be cool. Like the new Harley Quinn.
Teeter Quinn.
Fucking yeah.
It's interesting. I haven't read a ton of the new 52 set. Oh, you know what? Give me a good Sinestro Green Lantern too.
That'd be cool. Yeah.
Some of the others are okay, but
how do we feel about the changes Jim Lee did? I like Jim Lee's
stuff.
I like Jim Lee's art, and I thought, you know, hey, here's a good guy to be able to handle changing some iconic characters around.
Yeah.
But I don't think they should have had one guy handle all of it.
No.
Because
that's just his vision.
There are a lot of similarities in the costume, like textures on Superman's suit, Batman's suit, Green Lanterns. They all share that kind of the same weave texture that kind of bugs me after a while.
That's why I like the Earth 2 stuff that they're showing now.
The Earth 2 stuff looks pretty cool.
Because, I mean, he did like two or three of them, and then some of the other ones are like, oh no, check this out. I like the Batman one. It looks cool as shit. What's next?
We'll do some of their answers. Spoonie Love wants to see a grifter figure.
Oh, you know what, Spoonie? You and my brother should just be best friends, because my brother Caleb loves Grifter. I like Grifter.
Mm-hmm.
Joey wants his book's gonna get canceled because Rob the Fold sucks. Sorry, Spoonie.
Joey wants to see a Red Hood, Arsenal, and Starfire.
That would be cool.
Yeah,
three packet.
Let's see, 52 Deathstroke.
While he still has feet.
Yeah. I wouldn't mind the new Green Arrow one without the hood.
And I gotta say, somebody mentioned I like Green Arrow better with the hood.
Yeah, I do too.
Much better with the hood. I like with the hat's okay. The hood, he looks harder. Looks like he's ready there to kick some shit.
All right, we only got a couple more questions. What color lantern would you be?
Yellow.
Yellow. He's fear.
It's fun.
All right. What about you, Wade? What color lantern would you be?
He doesn't even know.
I don't know. I'd just pick purple. I fucking love purple.
Is it purple or indigo? Because they're different.
There's purple.
Well, what's the difference?
And indigo.
Purple is love. And indigo is
compassion.
Oh man! Well, I constantly wear a hoodie that says "love" across the chest.
You'd be a member of the Star Sapphires.
Yep, we had to see you in a Star Sapphire suit.
Fuck yes! belly all hanging.
I would. I like the Yellow Lanterns because I love. I love Green Lantern. Don't get me wrong. and being a Green Lantern would be the coolest shit ever. But I think just for fun.
Depending on my mood, either green or red.
Yeah.
I get fucking pissed off about shit. I get really intense about things, so yeah. I'd probably be red also. Let's see. The last question, and the last one I'm going to be able to answer for today, because I have to go. Fuck. What is the real definition of rare? Most people post their shit as rare, but you can find the figure they posted everywhere. That's from Ruben Quile. That's fucking butcher name.
I love your sandwiches.
They're delicious.
Thank you for existing.
Dude, rarity, there's so many things that go into it. Mainly it's production run.
Yeah.
And scarcity in like retail shops and stuff like that. That rarity is one of those things that also is just a lot of times fabricated by the collector community.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, all love to our buddies at Collector's Trading Post, because I'm sure that they're actually decent about it.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of times rarity is fabricated. It's like, oh, this figure's rare because we say it's rare, and everybody's selling it for $40, and all of a sudden you see it in a store for $15, and there's four of them. You know? Yeah.
Well, you just also...
Distribution helps.
Another thing you have... A problem with not only... I'm stumbling all over my words right now. You'll have a figure that is rare, and then certain companies... And I kind of like this at times, but at the same time I don't. They will re-release it.
Yeah. I'm okay with re-releases as long as it's a rare figure. Like the Guy Gardner figure.
Yeah.
Super ridiculous expensive, the Guy Gardner DC Direct. Mm-hmm. And I just want a Guy Gardner figure, man. Yeah. And then they're talking about re-releasing him, and he's going to be like... $15 instead of fucking $80 on eBay.
Yeah.
I'm down with that shit.
Like, they actually just did it with Archangel.
Yeah.
Archangel was hard to find.
Because he was a fan choice originally.
He's a damn good figure, too.
Yeah.
The Marvel Universe figure. They just put him in Revision Waves.
What, your buddy Sean or whoever did that really fucking rad X-Force one?
Oh, yeah.
I want that figure so
bad. That was a good one. I don't think there's anything really rare anymore. New stuff can't be rare, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Unless it's limited in the production.
Production.
McFarlane does it well with their variants.
Yeah.
I like when they do their variants and the chase figures. They actually have a number system for it.
Yeah.
Because you know how rare it is. I actually got that. I got a Mariano Rivera Stars and Stripes Cat chase figure. It's a gold level chase figure. Found it at Walmart for $10.
How much is that figure worth, Chris?
$150 or so.
Nice.
Depending on where you go with it.
Yeah. And I think that's basically it for our Q&A. I want to mention really quick, super rad news that I found out. Walt Simonson, legendary, iconic Thor writer and artist, is going to be drawing the Avengers coming really soon. I love me some Walt Simonson, dude. And he created Barry Bill. His Thor stuff is the best out there. Him and JMS are the best Thor writers, and I'm really excited about it.
I never did finish that JMS Thor
run. You need
to.
Oh, you do.
They only had 12. Part of it online.
On the digital one, yeah.
I got like 3 minutes before I have to leave. Let's...
How about we actually, plug our fucking sponsors?
Yes.
Collector's Trading Post.
Collector's Trading Post. Joey Buscemi.
Yep.
I love Joey. He's fucking fantastic.
He's like he's going to kill somebody for us. We're going to have to ask. He's going to be rad.
He's our hitman.
Yes.
It's
like, you don't talk Jason... shit on Chris.
Quaregna?
Yeah. I don't know.
Sorry, Jason.
We suck, dude. We're so sorry for fucking your name up.
And he works at a shop called Three Alarm Comics.
Over in Biloxi, Mississippi.
Yeah.
Nice.
I like it. He's actually going to be sending some stuff up.
Yeah.
And we're going to be reviewing it and discussing it. We're actually going to do a 3-part review.
Yeah.
Of Age of Apocalypse. Hopefully it gets here by Monday.
Yeah.
Or maybe the end of this week.
He's going to read it. We're going to read it. We're all going to give
our review. So you have... Not only do you have one review... For one book, you have 3 points of view. Because I like shit Josh doesn't like.
Yeah.
He might like other stuff. It's going to be different. I like it. So, Wade, would you like to send us off?
Wait, what?
Would you like to send us off?
Deep up.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what to say.
We normally just say thanks for listening. Yeah.
Well, quit putting me on the spot.
Wait.
Oh, ain't you cute? Sweet. Well, yeah, thanks for listening. You guys have a good week. See you around next time.
Yeah. Hold on.
I guess talk to you next time.
Without a doubt, the dumbest idea ever.
All right.
Apparently, Chris Gentleman.
Screw you, Samuel L. Jackson.
Unless a half-naked supermodel falls out of the sky in the next 3 seconds, I'm out of here.
We got to go out on that one. Nice.